time for the no sweat news. We got some full on insanity to share this morning.
All right.
Let's start here. Now, tomorrow we do the no sweat news quiz. 12-pack New Jersey Lottery scratch offs, ups for grabs, and them a couple of very cool Rat Radio bandanas. And I have fantastic news. If you have ever felt guilty for drinking all alone all the time.
Yes and yes.
Right? Right?
Well, oh, yeah.
Here you go. You don't have to drink alone. Busch Beer has just announced they're launching a new beer for dogs.
A new beer for dogs.
That's right. It's called Busch Dog Brew. And now, if you have a dog at home and you're single, you don't have to drink alone. You can have the dog drink with you.
Oh, my God.
Now, okay, before you get all insane, it's non-alcoholic.
I sort of like this.
Okay.
If it's non-alcoholic and the dog's not going to be, you know, hurt in any way or sick, this is fantastic. I've been waiting for something like this forever.
I had a buddy with a dog back in college who used to drink our beer, but that's a different story for a different time. Busch Dog Brew. It's non-alcoholic. They brew it with flavors they think your dog will like. You've got the pork butt flavor, the corn flavor, and mint. I didn't know dogs are into mint. Are they into mint?
I don't know.
I don't know. You can get a 4-pack online, but last time I checked, it was actually sold out already. So there you go. People looking to drink with their dog.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Dateline, Michigan for story number two, where wedding crashers just took on a whole new meaning.
What's the meaning?
What do I mean? Yeah. Alicia and Derek Taylor of Melvinvale, Michigan, they got married on Saturday night. They transformed a big field behind Derek's mom's home into the perfect COVID-19 safe venue.
Oh.
Plenty of space for spacing out the people and the tables and all the guests. Ah, it's gorgeous. I guess no one noticed when a little sleight of hand got pulled. Since the wedding was in an open field, there was a crime of opportunity when somebody walked off with all the wedding gifts.
Oh?
Every last one.
Hey, it's hard times. You know, you got to make ends meet somehow.
Talk about wedding crashing.
Hey, come on.
Somebody walked off the gifts. They were so disappointed, they said, we're going to call the pastor back to pray for the gift's safe return, which they did, but still nada. The guests have been asked to go through their cell phones for pictures that might show the crime happening in the background, you know, somewhere.
Wow.
So, and now, Dateline Texas for our third and final story of the day. Hey, listen, the COVID crisis has been tough on the elderly, that's for sure. They're very susceptible to coronavirus, so a senior center near Houston has been doing a little thing to help perk up the local senior citizens.
Okay.
Parking lot bingo.
Oh, this is fun.
They went out and they got a low-power FM radio transmitter. And they have the old folks jump up and park in the parking lot. And then they turn the radio to the frequency and they hear the bingo numbers being called out.
I like this.
The only thing is, they don't want people yelling out the window if they get bingo, because that could spread those tiny little aerosol droplets, which spread the virus. So if you get bingo, you just honk your horn.
Honking your horn.
See?
We're getting smart here. We're getting inventive.
It's your parking lot bingo, huh?
This is the only kind of social contact they have.
Sometimes we go home with a sack full of prizes this big. It's awesome.
We are playing parking lot bingo with the senior citizens from East Montgomery County.
It's a way to get out and socialize and have a few laughs.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
Only problem I see with this is afterwards, you got like 100 old folks driving their old folks' cars on the roads on the way home, and that could lead to a few traffic problems with all those left turn blinkers on. But well, there it is. Tomorrow that's we great. Get to do the No Sweat News quiz.
I love it.
We should do some on-air bingo. Why the hell not?
Well, I mean, how exciting is it going to be for the listener if we're just going
B12? Well, and then we play some tunes. And then we call out another number, then we play some tunes.
Well, I mean, no, if we make something at stake, you do a shot every time you get a letter. You know,
I like this.
Yeah, oh yeah, now I'm we're talking. Like, get this, like this. Get that Metallica blackened whiskey.
So wait a minute, I do the shot or they do the shot?
No, any one of us
gets to do the shot.
We do a shot if you get a letter.
I'm on board.
Oh, this is exciting.
What do I get for bingo? I get a 6-pack?
You get an Uber drive home.
Yeah, exactly. I get an AA meeting.
Right.
Tomorrow we get to do the No Sweat News quiz. Here's what we do. We read four stories on air. Three were actually part of our No Sweat News feature, and they're living right now in the podcast section at WRAT.com. One of the four stories I read tomorrow will actually be made up by me a little after 4:20. And if you can spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning scratch-offs, 12 of them, a 12-pack, and a couple of them very cool Rat Radio bandanas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.